I'd never seen gold take off like this before, other than when the Iranian war broke out. And this is worse than then because of the economic instability like we've never seen before. Again, with going back to the COVID when it began, it was going down before then. Germany, again, the largest economy in Europe, and back then it was the fourth largest economy in the world, they were on the brink of recession in 2019.
Gerald Celente, Trends Journal, how are you?
I'm very blessed for everything that I have, and I'm very grateful, but I'm very sad to see the decline of humanity and and what's going on in the world. Breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. I publish a weekly magazine, so I got to read and write about this every day. And it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to see where we're headed. You know, I've been at trend forecasting now for 45 years. And this is one of the most perilous times of my lifetime.
Yeah, mine too. I listen to a lot of your interviews, and you're saying, really, correct me if I'm wrong, 25 is a wild card. Tell me about that. Why do you see that specifically with the U.S. and the U.S. economy?
Yeah, again, each year we put out now a Trends Journal, the top trends. And this is the first time, again, in 45 years that we had a wild card. Some people call me a futurist. I said, nobody could predict the future. There are too many wild cards. Excuse me. Whether they're man-made or made by nature, you don't know. And right now, there are so many wild cards being played. And among them, the war in Ukraine and the Middle East wars. And then you got the Trump card. Every day, I'm doing this. No, I'm doing that. No, I'm going to do this. No, I'm going to do that. You don't know where it's going. Now, I'm not making that up. Hey, listen to me. You vote for me 24 hours. Hey, while young, hey, the war's still going on. Hey, I'm elected now. That war's before I get into office. Hey, the war's still going on. I got to swallow your crap. And again, I'm a political atheist. I look at things the way they are. Oh, well, I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat. I got a mind this big, you know? How about just looking at facts for what they are and stop putting yourself into a little stupid club? Again, I was the assistant to the Secretary of the New York State Senate. I used to work on major political campaigns in Westchester County back in the day when it was the richest county in America. I got pictures of me when I picked up Ronald Reagan and put on a brunch for 16 of our board of directors. But with John Connolly, the guy that got his, that sat in front of Kennedy. Yeah, that John Connolly. I could go on and on. I've been with presidents, prime ministers, and princes. What people call a government is a crime syndicate. You got it? Hey, you want a president's inauguration? Give me $1 million. Everybody else, you're just a plantation worker of Slavelandia. I got to look at this picture of a Bezos with his wife with the fake tits. I got to look at Musk on the thing. I got to look at Peachy. Sucker. Look at it. How disgusting this has all become. And again, to make it really clear, look at the little dead clown, the dead little jerk that played president before. Oh, I'm Joe Biden. Where am I going? I'm falling. Look at the freak show. Hey, how about Mitch McConnell? Remember Dianne Not-So-Feinstein? Dead in your eyes? Oh, she died right there. Remember that? It's a freak show I've been at this a lot of years. And what's going, and it's not only here. You got that little guy without a pecker over there over in France, Macron, the little garçon. Oh, how about Starmer over there in the UK? Oh, who was it before him? That the best cartoonist in the world could not come out with a freakier figure than Boris Johnson? Now you got the BlackRock guy over there in Germany, Merz. We got to stop those Russians. We are in, this is our third year going into recession, but we will now take $1 trillion to build up our defense because we have to stop the Russians. Oh, wait a minute. You only killed 25 million of them in World War II. Oh, they're going to attack the rest of the Europe? This is going on in front of, where's the outrage? Where's the outrage? None. Oh, how about the slaughter of the Palestinians? Why, you anti-Semite? You could kill all the Palestinians you want. How dare you say slaughter the Palestinians? What, 85 died yesterday? 48 the day before? Bombing hospitals, churches, schools, mosques? Where's the outrage? None. Matter of fact, again, I do. Not a word in the toilet paper record, the New York Times. They call themselves a paper record. The Wall Street Journal. Nothing about the slaughter going on every day of the Palestinians. So where the world is going, and then you look at the economics of it, why do you think gold prices are going so high? It's not only that, it's the uncertainty in the economic realm. And when every trends are born, they grow, they mature, reach old age, and die. You go back to what happened in 2000 when China launched the COVID war on their Chinese Lunar New Year, the year of the rat. What did they do? One country after another pumped in trillions of dollars of fake money backed by nothing and printed on nothing. Hey, you don't have to go to work. Stay home. Here's money. Oh, hey. And for you big guys, especially the airlines and all you other ones, here's billions and billions of dollars, all right? You give me campaign contributions, I give you favors, all right? Campaign contributions, how about bribes and payoffs? Anyway, they artificially propped up the markets. Everybody, oh, remember that little clown still here? Oh, little Jerome Powell. Jerome Powell. I'm the Fed head. I'm some little dick. Oh, there's no inflation. Salenti, you're full of shit. There's no inflation. Your magazine's a piece of crap. It's only transitory. Oh, no. It's only temporary. All right? Everybody forgets. Oh, what are housing prices now compared to when they started the COVID war? Oh, they're only up like what? Almost 45, 50%. So now what's going on is that now with the tariff war going on, the reality again, Germany's the third largest economy in the world. It's going into its third year of recession. India. You see the stock market going down? Oh, wait a minute. Now we're going to war against Pakistan. Yeah, somebody killed a bunch of people over here. So now we're cutting off our relation. One of my sayings is when all else fails, they take you to war. And that's what's going on. Oh, Trump came out today. If Iran does not agree to that nuclear agreement, we will bomb Iran. We will bomb Iran. By the way, I'm the same age as Trump. This clown boy talks about, yeah, we're going to wipe out those Yemen. We're going to bombs, 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 bombs. He got five draft deferments. We grew up during the Vietnam War. Five draft deferments. But boy, do they love war. Same thing like that clown Biden. Four or five draft deferments. Oh, Trump had a bone spur on his ankle. His daddy paid him off. I had lunch with Trump's brother, Robert. back in 2017 when Trump was president. He had a restaurant, though, in Wissahick, which is across the river from where I'm in Kingston, a little east of it. The brother went on to tell me that when the father died, he left a family over $500 million worth of real estate. Trump is nothing more than an arrogant little daddy's boy, born on third base and thought he had a home run.
So, I guess, yeah, as how do I follow up with that? I really, my question would be, coming back to today, is like, it seems to me they're going to have to lower rates just to continue to keep up propping up the economy, not only the U.S., but everybody's going to have to lower rates. Tell me your thoughts.
You're 100% correct. Read the Trends Journal. It's right there. We said it when Trump got elected, that he will do everything he can, if the economy goes down in any way, to force Powell to lower interest rates. So now you hear all this crap going on now about, oh, Powell saying this and Trump can't do that against Powell. Again, we only look at facts. So how about these facts? Let's go back to ancient history, December 2018. The Dow had its worst December since the Great Depression, 1931. What did Trump do? He was president then. He forced Powell to lower interest rates.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Powell lowered them in January 2019. What happened? The stock markets had a happy day, didn't they? Oh, remember the repo crisis from this thing artificially propped up? Oh, forget about that. Don't talk about that. People have no idea. They have no idea. Again, you have to look at the trends and how they keep connecting, and you have to look back and look forward. So Trump forced him to do it again before, and he'll do it again. We said this from the beginning. Now, just to make this 1,000% clear, there used to be this great guy, George Carlin. He said, it's one big club and you ain't in it. The great comedian. His brother, by the way, Patrick, used to work for me. And it's one big club. Who was the U.S. Treasury Secretary under Biden? Janet Yellen.
Yeah.
What was a previous job? The Fed head.
Yeah.
All right. It's one big club.
Yeah.
This is all theater about Powell doing this and Trump saying that. It's all theater.
Mm-hmm.
Powell do exactly what Trump tells him to do. Powell's nothing more than a ballless little prick. Mm-hmm. Just to make it clear. A member of the club.
Yeah. About that, I talked to my family and friends about that, and also to my listeners, and they all go to the same or come from the same universities up in the Northeast, if you would, or from Stanford. Yeah, they're all in the same clubs. It doesn't matter what political party or what business or whatever. They all scratch each other's back. More than that, they give each other a bunch of money and a bunch of favors.
That's it. Yeah, once, you know, by the way, when people say, you know, I hate what's going on in Israel, blah, 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 you're 97, you know, screw you. I launched Occupy Peace over a decade ago. I had major peace rallies. So anyway, now if I say anything being an Italian against Italians, that would make me anti-Italian. So going back to what you're saying, there was this guy by the name of Mussolini, mm-hmm. Not a great cat, right? The merger of state and corporate powers is called fascism. That's his definition. And that's what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascism. Again, look at the inauguration. Again, we write about it all the time. People ask about Bitcoin. I said, Bitcoin's going to keep going up. They got the crypto club, gave Trump over $100 million in donations for his campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep giving him more dough. They're all in there. Now that guy Lutnick's son on that other thing, into that crypto thing, It's going to keep going up. It's fascism. Mm-hmm. It's the merger of state and corporate powers. They're in control of everything.
Is that why they hate gold so much and why gold for the longest time had a relative lid on it, but yet it's been, seems like it's breaking away right now?
Let's go back to what you just said. I do it every week. Not an article in the toilet paper record, the New York Times, or the Wall Street Journal about spiking gold prices. They just had one in the Wall Street Journal. Gold goes up $100, over $100 an ounce. Not a word. 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 And the reason being, gold is signaling danger ahead. When gold price, I've been at this, these are my books. There's one of them. Trend tracking, far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine. 1988, I think it was. And this was an international bestseller, Trends 2000. In my book, Trend Tracking, I write about how I became a trend forecaster. I used to work, I told you major, before we went on the air, a major corporation, trade association. And I was living between Chicago and D.C., and the Iranian conflict started to break out in 1978. And they taught us to hate Iran, just like they keep teaching us now. And people had no idea of the United States overthrow, the democratically elected government of Mossadegh in 1953 in Iran. The CIA and the MI6 overthrew the government because Mossadegh had the nerve to say that, you know, that oil in Iran, that belongs to the Iranian people. And that little fat slob that everybody bends down to and loves, that little clown boy shithead, Winston Churchill, and Kermit Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt's grandson. The facts are all there. They overthrew Mossadegh because Mossadegh said it does not belong to Anglo-Iranian Oil, better known today as BP, or Standard Oil, better known today as ExxonMobil. The oil belongs to the Iranian people. No, it doesn't. So now when the protests started happening, they had brought the Shah in, and the Shah was this little dictator. They brought in the Savak, the secret police that made the SS look good, that slaughtered tens of thousands of Iranians that protested. So when the protests began in the late 1970s, I said, this thing is real. It's going to keep going. And I played the gold and oil futures. I said, gold and oil prices will go up. That's when I became a political atheist. I no longer believed in the political system. Jimmy Carter came back from Iran from spending New Year's Eve with the Shah and his wife and said the Shah was the island of stability in the Middle East. It's a quote. In the Bronx, we used to say bullshit has its own sound. I said, this thing's going to go down. Going back to gold. We're seeing a gold spike. I first bought gold at $163, $183 an ounce back then. We're seeing a gold spike now that's comparable to back then. And the reason being is the geopolitical and economic instability that we have never seen since World War II. World War III has already begun. There's going to be a major event that makes it, quote, official. Anybody could Google this up. Franklin Roosevelt seizes Japanese assets. Google it up. In July 26, 1941, President Franklin Roosevelt seized all Japanese assets in America, along with the Dutch and the UK. They cut off three quarters of Japanese global trade and 88% of its imported oil. Japan imports 100%. They cut off all their oil, kill their trade, and you know why? Those dirty Japanese invaded French Indochina. French Indochina. What the hell are the French doing in Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos? And you're calling it French Indochina? Oh, we're in Algeria. We're everywhere we want to go. We're the French. French Foreign Legion. All right? Then they bomb Pearl Harbor. I wonder why. There's going to be a false flag event that makes this official. And when World War III becomes official, it's going to be the beginning of the end of life on Earth, because it's going to be nuclear annihilation. And when I talked about what Trump just said about bombing Iran, there are 91,000 Iranian people against 7 million Jewish people. And Iran is very advanced militarily, scientifically, and technologically. They could wipe out Israel like that. But Israel has, and anybody could look it up, the Samson option, S-A-N-S-O-N. They have between 200 to 400 nuclear warheads. And they say they will go nuclear if they lose. That's not my language. It's right there for anybody to look up and listen to. So I'm very concerned about where this is going. You have maniacs in charge.
Yeah. So I guess to wrap this up, wrap up this talk, you said that you're going to have, we're in World War III now.
Yeah.
If you would, and this is really hard to do, but what would you say that's anything going to happen in the next 6 to 12 months that people, that you see that could happen, that you see could happen in the next 6 to 12 months that would push us over the edge here?
War against Iran. And Ukraine's not going to give up. They're going to do everything they can to keep this going. And again, it's in the Trends Journal. Facts are all there. Week after week after week after week after week, the Nordic countries are building up their defense. Finland, you know, these tiny little countries. What are you going to fight, Russia? France, UK. I mentioned Germany. All building up their defense. Every one of them. Every one of them. Again, World War II is not ancient history.
Mm-hmm.
World War I's not ancient history. This crap has been going on for centuries. Like I say, what's your favorite war? You like the Peloponnesian War? No, I like the Hundred Year War. Oh, the War of Roses was so lovely. What's your favorite crusade? Well, I like the seventh better than the fourth. All right, you got crazy people. They're crazy. If somebody comes in as you're talking now with a gun and try and kills you, do you ask them why they did it? They're crazy. The people in politics are crazy, moronic, narcissistic psychopaths. They don't care about anything but themselves. Roll out the red carpet. Could you imagine this shit? Every time one of these clowns go anywhere, they got roll out a red carpet, and all these guys get dressed up in their drag outfits and salute with all these things. You can't make this shit up. It's a comic book.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, it could happen before 12 months. Again, I'm telling you what Trump said today, that they will bomb Iran if Iran doesn't agree to a nuclear deal. And by the way, Iran's saying, we're not making nuclear weapons. Against nuclear. And the United Nations nuclear thing was that they weren't doing anything. And Trump was the one that ended the deal when he was president. That was already in existence. But it's okay for Israel to have nuclear weapons. It's the same crap about, oh, North Korea can have nuclear weapons. Oh, but anybody else can. Who makes up this crap?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, we are on the verge of nuclear annihilation. as I see it.
Real quick, two follow-up questions to that. Obviously, that would have a huge impact for oil prices. Huge. And the second question is, besides using your services, TransJournal, what can people do and buy gold? What can people do now in the midst of all of this?
The number one thing to everybody, get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
Amen.
You got to be in the best shape you can. When you get into that, then you start thinking positive of what you can do. Mm-hmm. You got to feel great. You know, there used to be a thing when I was a young guy called the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. Went out of business. You don't have to step right up, see the fat man, see the lady with the beard, see the tattooed. It's a freak show in front of everybody's eyes. Look at the decline of society. It's so sad to see how society's declined in front of us. And to me, we need a renaissance. Facts don't matter. People don't, as we say in the Bronx, people don't know dick about shit. Facts don't mean anything to the masses. You have to entertain the people. The Renaissance followed the Black Plague. Over 60% of Europe was wiped out. They were killing themselves, just like we're killing ourselves now, but differently back then with sanitation and the filth and on and on. The Renaissance, they would say when it began in Italy, alla Romana et all'antica, in the manner of the Romans and the ancients, to describe the quality of their work. That's how far back they went. To me, we need a renaissance to bring back the spirit of what America used to be, when everybody in the world wanted to come here. No more. No more. They're not crazy about coming here anymore. They're leaving. We need to bring back the spirit of my parents' and grandparents' generation. I have pictures of my parents' wedding, 1934. May they rest in peace. The way they're dressed up, the beauty of how they look. My father worked in a fish store. They worked in factories. They were laborers. There was a dignity. There was a style. All gone. To me, the only thing that's going to change it is a renaissance to bring back the spirit of this country. But you can't do it without any money. And the billionaires don't give a penny for peace. They don't give a penny to uplift the spirit of this nation. And you look at them. When you look at the photos of my parents' wedding, the Musks, the Bezos, the Gates, the Cooks, the Zuckerbergs, couldn't come close to what these people look like. And to me, that's the only thing. Again, I've been at this a lot of years. Facts don't matter. You got to entertain the people and bring up their spirit. So you bring it up high enough and the people rise in that spirit. They won't take the crap being shoved down their throat by the prostitutes and the mainstream media, the media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and government whoremasters. And they start to think for themselves. And to me, that's the only way I see it changing.
You know, I'm really glad that you brought it up, and we'll end on this, is just recently, I was looking at some old black and white photos of my grandparents. And they were in Washington, Seattle, Washington. My grandfather worked in the sawmills up there. Very hard, meaning very hard worker, very could fix anything, that type of person. And I just remember looking at photos, and he had on a double-breasted suit with my grandmother, who had this long, flowery pink dress. I think it was pink. It was black and white, but just this long, flowery dress. And they just had, and they were sitting upright and proud, and yeah, the hardest, best people you'd ever meet.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you, it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart to see the decline of this country. And again, but more money for war. Send another $8 billion to Israel so they could keep the genocide going. And more money to Ukraine, keep that war going. What did Biden send, Mike? Almost $200 billion?
Mm-hmm.
And we before you were talking about how they're all the universities. Remember that little clown boy, Anthony Blinken? My daddy was the ambassador to Belgium. My uncle was the ambassador to Hungary or vice versa. I went to Dalton. I went to Harvard. Arrogant little boys. Arrogant little boys. And here's the deal. You call these guys out man to man. They don't know whether to piss or shit. They fold like that. Don't talk to me like that. Don't you talk to me like that. Hey, how about this one, everybody? How about the United States ambassador to Israel? Huckabee. Huckleberry.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? Those aren't settlements. Oh, today, by the way, the news, they just killed a bunch of people in the West Bank, the settlers, burnt down their homes. Yeah. They're not settlers. They're invaders. Not my language, according to the Geneva Convention and Article 242 of the United Nations. You got no right. No, they're not settlers. It's Huckabee. It's Samaria and Judea. And 3,500 years ago, God told Abraham that this land belongs to the Jewish people. Hey, fat mouth. I got to believe your fairy tale? Hey, God only spoke to Abraham 3,500 years ago? Was it God got locked jaw and never talked to anybody else? I got to believe this crap? Oh, no, I'm a Baptist minister. Hey, I'm the deacon of the Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice. Save your crap, Jack. You got it? Huckleberry, you come over here and you tell me that I got to swallow your crap. Who the hell are you? Why, I'm the ambassador. Roll out the red carpet. Swallow my crap. All right? That's what's going on in the world. You got maniacs in charge. Look at the United States Secretary of State. Little Marco Rubio, a little boy of nothing. And one after another, you just talked about that little clown boy before him, Anthony Blinken. Oh, before Anthony Blinken was Secretary of State, under the Obama administration, he was Under Secretary of State, going to Yemen when Obama, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, along with Saudi Arabia, launched the war against Yemen. And United States giving the Saudis, and with a little Anthony Blinken over there, intelligence and strategic alliance. We're refueling the Saudi planes so they could bomb Yemen. They killed over 500,000 people there. That Anthony Blinken. Again, it's a crime syndicate.
Yeah, it's like, how can these people live with themselves? They must be miserable.
Again, that's what I'm saying. You don't ask a crazy, murderous person why. And that's what that is very, is this, that's the point I'm trying to make here.
Mm-hmm.
These are maniacs are in charge.
Mm-hmm.
They're narcissistic. Again, I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. I got pictures of me again, Ronald Reagan. I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
These are gutless people in politics, by the way, are little scum that can't get a job in the real world. And that's what the bureaucrats are, too. They're the ones that come in and suck their way up into the system. They can't get a job in the real world. And they become the most arrogant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
so gold to me is, again, we have no advertisers in the Trends Journal. We have no commercials. Nobody tells us what to do. And I've been at this a lot of years. I've never seen gold take off like this before, other than when the Iranian war broke out. And this is worse than that because of the economic instability like we've never seen before. Again, with going back to the COVID when it began, it was going down before then. Germany, again, the largest economy in Europe, and back then it was the fourth largest economy in the world, they were on the brink of recession in 2019. There were protests going on, and people forget this, all over the world. They were all over the world, Algeria, Lebanon, South Africa, Chile, Bolivia, all over the world. Oh, the French yellow vests. All over the world, people were taking to the streets in 2019 for lack of basic living standards, government corruption, crime and violence, all over the world. And then the COVID war broke out, can't go out, can't protest. India, the farmers protest. All over the world, there were protests going on. You can't go out, lockdown. That's how they stopped it. And by the way, I used to be on Hong Kong TV. Hong Kong's a city of 7.5 million people. In 2019, they were protesting against China taking over because they made the agreement after the British left, which they had never had any right being there. They were going to give Hong Kong freedom for 40 years. They would still be under China, but they were free to be who they wanted to be. And China changed that. Out of 7.5 million people, over a million people were taking to the streets, and over a million out of 7.5 million were taking to the streets in Hong Kong in 2019. I used to be on Hong Kong TV. We take a break and I say to the guy, Frank, what's going on? Mr. Salenti, we're not going to stop this. We're not going to let the Chinese take over. The Chinese couldn't stop them. Yes, they did. They launched the COVID war. That was the end of it. And now they're in total control. So things were going down before this. It was artificially propped up with all the cheap money they flooded in. And now it's going down again. And there's no way they're going to bring it back up. But as you said, they're going to keep lowering interest rates. And going back to that, the lower the interest rates go in the United States, the deeper the dollar falls. And the dollar's going down already. The deeper the dollar falls, the higher gold prices go up. Gold is dollar-based. So it's cheaper in other countries to buy gold. And they're going to keep buying it.
This sounds like this is really the beginning of gold's run. Yep. We're close to the end.
Yep.
Gerald, how can people find you that are not aware of you? How can they get your services, Trends Journal? And I'll put everything in the show notes.
Just go to trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. And again, with your, if they put your clip in there, it's the grand total of $2.50 a week. The Wall Street Journal, $5 a day. $5 a day. We hardly get an article from it that's trendworthy. New York Times, $4 a day. Hardly an article. But we have to read all of this to see what they're saying, how they're saying it. So I'll give you an example. The Israel war going on. We subscribe to Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper. We pay for it. We go to Jerusalem Post. We go to Jerusalem Times of Israel. Want to hear what they're saying? We go to IRNA, ISNA, Press TV, Tehran Times. We want to hear what the Iranians have to say. We go to Al Jazeera. We go to Arab News. We go to Middle East Monitor. We go to Middle East. We want to hear what the Arabs have to say. We go to Euro News. We go all throughout Europe. We want to hear what the Europeans have to say. We want to hear what the West, New York, America has to say. And then the Trends Journal, this is what they're saying. This is our analysis. Here's where we see it going. So we just put in all the facts and then give you our analysis. All the media is the ones I like. Fox, because I believe in what they're saying and I support their candidates. I like MSNBC because grow up, all right? You want to hear what everybody has to say. And then you think for yourself.
Absolutely. Gerald, I'd love to have you on again whenever you have the time. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And thank you for all you're doing to help people. because we really need to unite for freedom, peace, and justice in the real true spirit of America, what it used to be. You know, I do a podcast every Wednesday with Judge Andrew Napolitano. And that guy, nobody knows the Constitution, the Bill of Rights more than he does. He has a great show, Judging Freedom. And our Constitution, Bill of Rights have been robbed from us. And we need to bring that back.
I'm a huge, huge fan of Judge Napolitano. Huge. So thank you so much, Cheryl. You got to go. But I just, again, thank you so much for your time. I highly appreciate it.
Thank you.